All right. Well, it's good to have you with us today on A Little Grace to Grow. And so today I want to share a passage of Scripture out of 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 4. And it's kind of an unusual passage. As I was studying through the book of Samuel years ago, this text got my attention. It reads like this, "And between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go over unto the Philistines' garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of the one was Bozez, and the name of the other was Sena." We find in this passage of Scripture that Jonathan was a man of valor. He was a man of God. He was a man that had the blessing of God on his life at this time in his life. He was brave, he was focused, and he was on a mission. He is on his way at this particular time to fight 20 Philistine soldiers, just he and his arm bearer. Now, he will be victorious, but on his way, he finds himself between two sharp rocks, Bozez and Sena. Now, the Word of God records these specifically for a reason. Now, on the surface, we might read through it and think, well, why was that there? A description of a location. And yet, every word of God has purpose. It's interesting, when you do a study on the names of these different locations in the Bible, or people for that matter, often it brings insight to the passage. In this case, Bozez means shining. So one of the rocks, one of the sharp rocks, is called shining. By the way, they're sharp. Now that's significant. You could cut yourself on them. The other, Sena, means thorny. And again, both of these rocks are considered sharp rocks. So here we have Jonathan between two rocks, one that is called shining and one that is called thorny. Now, his mission lies in front of him, but to his left and to his right are these two rocks. Now, where's the application? What can we draw from this? Well, I believe often this is where believers get out of the will of God. We experience either the thorny side of life and use it as an excuse to give up on God. We are troubled with adversity, with financial or physical problems, with the discomforts of living the Christian life, with the pressures or maybe persecutions. And in turn, we give up. It's too thorny. On the other hand, there are many believers who get distracted with the shiny side of the Christian life. They experience financial success and public praise. They begin to advance in their social life. They begin to enjoy the comforts of God's blessings to the extent that they no longer read their Bibles or pray with passion. They no longer win souls. They no longer attend revival meetings. They no longer have an interest, a deep down interest in the things of God. The eternal things have left their mind for the material things because they are blessed with these material things now. They are enjoying the comforts that God has given them. God's word says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion." The shining rock got their minds off God's mission for their lives. And so, as we sojourn in this life between now and heaven, we're going to face these two rocks. We will have seasons where, on one hand, we see the thorny side, the difficult side. Will we advance, or will we let that detour us? On the other hand, we'll look over and we'll see the blessings and the comforts, and boy, we enjoy those. But will we continue to advance, or will we settle down and seek the things of this world? Jonathan was able to go between both of these rocks without distraction. The result was that God gave him a great victory that day. The fact is, it was through Jonathan that Israel as a nation would be victorious in that war on that particular occasion. Christian, keep your focus on God, not on the thorny or the shiny things of life, and God will give you a great victory. It is significant as well that God would tell Joshua to neither turn to the left hand or to the right. It's a similar meaning in the sense there that the left often means the weaker things, the right means your strengths. Oh no, let's remain dependent upon the Lord. Stay between the passages, trust the Lord, and let Him use you. God bless you. Have a great day.